My subject again today is pretty much the same as it was last week, last time, developing your spiritual strength, developing your spiritual strength. Now, I want to read our theme verse found in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. We're told to watch. Everybody say watch. Stand fast in the faith. Say stand fast in the faith.
Stand fast in the faith.
Be brave.
Be brave.
Be strong.
Be strong.
Hey, that's important. That's important in your life. Don't you ever forget it. We need to watch. Matter of fact, I could just stay on this scripture for the rest of the service, this verse, really. I won't do that. But listen to me. We as believers need to be alert. We need to know what's going on. We need to know what God is saying. We need to know what to watch out for. We need to know what God is doing, and we need to know what our enemy is doing. Praise God. I said praise God. So we're told to watch, and then we're told to stand, and we're told to stand firm in the faith. We're told to be brave, and we're told to be strong. And so that's part of my job and every other minister's job, is to preach to you, to teach you, and to minister to you the word of God so that you can be just that. You hear me? Turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. You have your Bibles, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't ask you, but amen. You know that you bring your Bibles. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And I'll just pick it up at verse 11. It says, and he himself is referring to Jesus Christ, all right? Know who we're talking about here. He himself, that's being Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. But look at verse 12, okay? He gave these ministry gifts for a reason. And we need to know this. He gave these ministry gifts for a reason. It says, for the equipping of the saints. You see that? How many of you know you need to be equipped?
Amen.
Amen. Maturing just don't happen. You got to work at it. You got to put some effort into it. This verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, God wants to use you too. And when he say for the work of the ministry, he's not talking about necessarily preaching, being a part of the fivefold ministry, although it could be that eventually. Now, you don't get saved today and you pass in the church tomorrow. It may happen, but that's not the way it's supposed to happen. There needs to be some equipping that takes place. Amen. There need to be some growth. So for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, that they may do the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So there's to be continuous growth in our walk with the Lord. There is to be continuous growth. Now, I told you, we talked about how strength comes, how growth comes. First thing I told you, that it comes through our relationship and fellowship with Christ. Amen? Second, it comes through our approach to the Word of God. In other words, we got to receive the Word of God. We got to agree with the Word of God. We got to receive the Word of God. Thirdly, it comes through development of our faith. We got to build our faith. And we may deal with that a little more later on. But this morning, listen to me. Spiritual growth also comes through our relationship with other believers. Now, I want to say that again to you. Growth comes through our relationship with other believers. We need each other.
Amen.
I want you to do something right now. Just look around, just as much as you can. Just kind of look around over the congregation, and and I'll tell you the reason why here just in a minute. And after all, you might see somebody you didn't know was here. So, amen. Now you know, as you look around over the congregation, I just want you to know that you need these folks that you're looking at. Amen. We need each other. We're not to be on an island by ourselves. I'll just serve the Lord by myself. I don't need anybody else. Just the Lord and me, that we're good. Well, the Lord and you, that's good, but that's not best. Why settle for good when you can have best? It's best when we serve the Lord and we have a personal relationship with Him, but we also fellowship with our other brothers and sisters in the Lord. The Bible talks a lot about fellowship with one another. Am I right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, we need each other. We need a relationship with each other. Having said that, turn in your Bibles to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, 10th chapter. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. All righty, Hebrews chapter 10, you there? I'll just begin reading, at verse 23. It says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." All right? Now, look at verse 24. It says, "And let us consider who?" And let us consider one another in order to do what? To stir up love and good works. God has called his body to work together. God has called you and I and every other believer to work together. And so we are to consider one another in order to stir up not strife, not bitterness, but what?
Love.
And good works. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God, glory to God. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? Well, let's take a look at verse 25. Not, everybody say not. Say it again. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. How are we going to stir each other up in love and good works if we're separated? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, listen at this, as the manner of some. Let me tell you something. The devil has been trying to keep folk out of church for years, many generations. And I'm going to show you something here in a few minutes. But he does not want us to come together. Let me go ahead and finish 25. I read the whole verse again. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but what are we to do? But exhorting one another. You know what? You have come to church today to hear the word of God, right?
Amen.
Yeah, you've come to hear the word of God. But that very same word that you are hearing, you are to take that word and exhort one another. It's for you, but it's also for others as well. Somebody need to hear what you got on the inside of you. Praise God. Exhorting one another. And I love this. And so much the more. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, if you don't know what the writer is talking about here, he's talking about the day of the Lord, the day of the return of the Lord. You know, the Bible says it's not God's will that any be lost, but that all come to repentance. It's God's will that everybody be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and growing in Christ Jesus. That's the will of God. You hear me? That is the will of God. And so as we see the day approaching, and dear Lord, we see the signs every day, the signs of the coming of the Lord, they are out there. But two things we are to take from those signs. Number one, we are to know that the Lord is coming soon, amen, and we should be rejoicing over that. But the second thing is, it should let us know, man, I got to get busy. I've got to get busy. I've got to be busy about the things of the Lord, amen, letting people know the time is short. Helping the baby Christians, grow in the things of the Lord. The more mature you are, the more that you can help somebody else. Hallelujah. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that we need to come to church. We need to assemble together. It's not a sin to come to church. The Word of God says we're supposed to assemble ourselves together because we need each other. We're in this thing together. Live stream, and we're live streaming right now. Live streaming is good. I thank God for that technology. I thank God for that technology. It is good. And there are many people that's watching streaming of services. It may not necessarily be this service, but they're watching services somewhere because of their health, they can't go to church. So live streaming is a blessing to them. Amen. They have a legitimate reason. But now, you know, I came in on a little bit of Becky's teaching this morning, and I didn't know, I guess we are going to be, our message is going to be very similar, I'm thinking anyway. I heard a little bit of what she was saying, that when she would watch the live streaming, you know, and watching me preach, she'd watch for a while, and then we would go wash dishes, what else? So, go feed the dog. In other words, what she was saying was, you know, she'd pick up her cell phone or whatever, tablet, whatever she was watching the service on, and just, you know, she'd be working while she's watching the service. In other words, she was dividing her attention. But how many of you know, when you're sitting here in this sanctuary, you can't wash dishes. You can't go feed the dog, or you can't whatever else it is you might need to do. Now, we will excuse you to go to the bathroom, especially if it, you know, that's important. But you understand what I'm saying? We're here in church today, and we're focused on the Word of God. We're here with each other. Those folks that's watching the live stream, they can only see what the camera shows. So they don't get to see everything. It's important, and you've heard me say this too many times, not too many times, but many times, God has designed us. What does Scripture say? Help me out here. I am wonderfully and fearfully and wonderfully made. That's not all of it. What's the rest of it? How marvelous. Come on. How marvelous are your works, and my soul knows quite well. Is that it? We are marvelous people. We are wonderfully made by God. And we have to give him the glory for that. But he designed us to need each other. Amen. God's given Sister Sharon something that I need. But in order for me to receive that, we have to fellowship together. God's given Brother Bobby something I need. But in order for to receive that, we have to fellowship together. If it's nothing but a smile, or if it's nothing but, Pastor, I appreciate you, or Pastor, I'm praying for you. Y'all listening to me? We need each other. How many of you know it? We need to hear from time to time somebody tell us, listen, I'm praying for you. Don't that make you feel good? I'm praying for you. Or someone walk up to you and say, I appreciate you. Or somebody tell you, listen, I just want to tell you this. What you did or what you said was such a blessing to me. Thank you. Can't get that by yourself. But we're designed that way. God designed us to flow together, to stir each other up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you have to understand that the devil don't want us united together. He don't want us working together. He don't want us stirring each other up. He don't want us encouraging each other in the Word of God. He don't want that. Turn in your Bibles to Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3. Third chapter of Mark. Now, Jesus here was talking about Satan. You can read the whole thing later, but I'm just going to pick out a couple of verses that I want to read to you. Verse 24. Now, this is Mark chapter 3, verse 24. Jesus asked a question. He didn't ask a question. He made a statement. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. You see that? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Let me tell you something, folks, before I move on. Let's pray for America. Let's pray for our country. That we be a united country and not a divided country. Hallelujah. Verse 25. And if a house, everybody say house. House. Now it could be your home. It could be the church house. It could be any house. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Do you see that? That's the reason it's important that we keep each other stirred up in the things of God, stay out of strife. And staying out of strife is a decision that we have to make. I am not getting involved in that. But, no, I'm not getting involved in that. Because strife is divisive. And that's just what the spirit of darkness love, division, hatred, bitterness, fighting, fussing, confusion. That's what he wants. Folk get upset, and it's somewhere. It's happening in some church right now. Somebody's mad at somebody. Somebody already sitting in the pew already made up their mind. Me and my family, we ain't coming back here. Now, don't get me wrong. I realize there are legitimate reasons for leaving churches, and I'm not getting into that. There are some legitimate reasons that you need to just go. But most of the time, it's because somebody is upset at somebody else. Rather than getting together and talking this thing out and praying together and making a decision, we're going to love each other. Amen. I said amen. The devil loves division. That's the reason stuff gets stirred up all the time. You always got that one. You know, can I say this? And he's always looking for the weak link. He's looking for the weak link. He's testing the chain. He's testing the chain to find that weak link. Somebody can't help it, so whatever. They think they have it. You know, I just got to talk about this. I just got to do this, and it can go from one end of the spectrum to the other. Sometimes it's just plain ignorance. They just hadn't matured. Some folks hadn't matured. They got a lot to learn. In some cases, it's other folks that think more highly of themselves than they ought to think. They think more highly of themselves than they ought to think, and they think everybody else need to think as highly of them as they think. Sometimes we're the last ones to figure out we ain't got it. Or let me rephrase that. We ain't got what we thought we had. In other words, I'm talking about pride. When we all get to the place where we understand that without Jesus we're nothing, the Apostle Paul says, listen, and I'm paraphrasing this, he said, listen, I have put everything else aside. All my accomplishments, everything that I am, how I was born, my family, everything, I put it aside. I lay it down that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You hear what I'm saying? Because you know what? Rich, poor, famous, infamous, it don't matter. They all look alike laying in a casket. They all lay there with their eyes closed, and you can say absolutely what you want to about them, and they can't do anything about it. They just have to lay there and take it. You follow what I'm saying? That's the reason we got to realize what's important and get our priorities in order. The things of God is the most important thing in our life. Thank God for whatever I've accomplished. But to God be the glory, and let me move on in him. Y'all still with me this morning? So Jesus says, a kingdom divided by itself cannot stand, a house divided by itself cannot stand, a church divided, not by itself, against itself, a church divided against itself cannot stand. But we need to be determined our church is going to stand. We'll let nothing or nobody come in. Division is not of God. Division comes in, like I say, when pride, selfishness, or just plain meanness come in. Had a person tell me some years back, that they felt like they could deliver the word better than I could. Bold soul. But I stayed nice and sweet about it. Told me this in my own church. I had some options being the pastor of this church, but in this case, I just sensed the Spirit of the Lord say, just be quiet on this one. When a person talk like that, they're looking for followers. They're looking for someone to grab their Bibles and say, okay, you go on down the street and start you something. We're coming down there with you. That's division. Amen. But we have to understand the source of division. The devil is behind it. If he can keep the body of Christ fighting, he can keep them weak. You're still here. Glory be to God. Turn to Matthew, the Gospel, Matthew, the 18th chapter. But this is the kind of church that we have. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And we're going to get even better at it. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 18. Again, I could read several verses, but I'll just read two, I suppose. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Now, Jesus is speaking here. Jesus is speaking. He say, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth. Now, where do you have to be to agree? Huh? On earth. That's where we are, right? Now, I know we use this verse in prayer and coming into agreement on prayer requests and so forth, and that's good, and that's fine, okay? That's very good. You can do that. But let's read it again. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. You with me? Now, let's keep going, though. Don't stop right there. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. It's more than two or three of us here today. Guess what? Why did you come to church? You came in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because let me tell you something. If you knew, I know you brought him with you, but if you knew he was not going to be here, if you knew the Spirit of God was not going to be here, you wouldn't have come. I wouldn't have come. We have gathered together here today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have a promise from him that he is here right now in our midst. But notice it says gathered in his name, not divided in his name, not separated in his name, but gathered together in his name. He said, I'm there. I'm there. And whatever you ask, whatever you agree on. Oh, glory to God. Are you grabbing a hold of that? Go back to verse 19 again. Go back to verse 19. Hallelujah. Put it on the screen for me. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, again, he's talking about some other thing. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, You know, when we come together, one of the things we do, not only do we come together to hear the word of God, not only do we come together to praise and worship God, but we come together to pray. Tomorrow night is prayer night. 7 o'clock. We come together to pray because he is in our midst. And he said, whatsoever two of you agree on earth concerning, let me read the whole thing. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Verse 20. This is continuing. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. I hope you got that. I hope you grabbed a hold of that. Glory to God. So when we come together, we need to come together knowing that Jesus is in our midst, knowing that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, is right in our service. And we need to come in with the mindset that we are going to let him move in our midst because he is our guest this morning. Glory to God. That's reason when we come to church, when we come to church and I preach the word, and well, let me say it this way. When we come to church and I preach, it need to be the word of God. That's what pleases the Holy Ghost. When we sing songs and praise him, we need to sing songs that line up with the word of God because that pleases the Holy Ghost. Y'all still here? We're told not to grieve him, aren't we? We're told not to grieve him. When we come together, we don't want to grieve him. We don't want him to have to look and say, look at him. They don't know what they're singing. They don't know what they're preaching. I can't move the way I want to move. I'm going to tell you something. And I'm not going to hold you much longer here. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes I will have a special request. That's reading these guys that sing, I need you guys to always be ready. Always be ready. Because sometimes there's a certain song I want them to sing because I sense that the Spirit of God wants to do something. Can I tell you something? Just because the Spirit of God wants to do it doesn't mean it's going to get done. Because he have to have vessels to work with. He have to have vessels to work through. Maybe he wants to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But you know what? You got to have vessels to work through. And sometimes there's certain songs or whatever that we need to sing. And again, these songs will always line up with the word of God, always bring praise and glory to him. Because he's here. We should want to flow with him. Everybody say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I can kind of imagine him saying, thank you, my son. Thank you, my daughter. And you have to understand something. When Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he says, I am there in the midst of them. Don't you know that the devil knows that also? So then if he can stir up strife, He knows that's going to grieve the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will leave. He won't move the way he want to move. Because he can't. He's got to have a vessel to work through. The Bible tells us we're laborers together with him. God chose to work through us. We have to agree with him and move with him. Just because God says it doesn't mean it's going to get done. I think we all can say at some time in our life that we know that God spoke to us about something or to do something, and we kind of drug our feet and talked ourselves out of it. Especially when it comes to money, if God tells you, I'm preaching right now. Especially when God tells you to give a certain individual a certain amount of money, and you thought, oh, that's a lot of money. Get thee behind me, Satan. And then God speaks to you again, and you know it's God. And then you think, well, let me pray about it. No. When he speaks and you know it's him, and I'm not talking about somebody walking up to you, prophesying to you, the Lord said, give me a certain amount of money. That ain't what I'm talking about. I said, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Lord spoke to you and told you to bless somebody with a certain amount of money, but you know, God might have said, you know, give them $500, he wouldn't tell you to do it if you couldn't do it. Can I get an amen on that? And God might have said, give somebody $500, but you decided, well, $500, I give them $20. And you went and gave him 20 instead of the 500, and you still thinking about that thing, ooh, you know, I should obey God. Guess what? God told you, and I'm just using 500 as an example. God told you to give that person $500. God told you to do it. It was God, but you know what? They didn't get 500 out of you because we're laborers together with God. He told you what to do, but you decided you're going to do what you want to do. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. I ain't asking for nothing, okay? I'm just preaching. Hallelujah. I don't believe in manipulating people. Never have and not going to start. My God is a big God. I said, my God is a big God. My God is a faithful God. Amen. Lisa, what's the name of my song I like so much? The new song, yeah. Oh, you had to think. The goodness of God. God. See, you have to understand, God's been good to me. God was good to me when I didn't have. God was good to me when I did have. God was just good to me. God's good to me when things were going well. God's good to me when things weren't going so well. God is just good. And he's been faithful. That's what I'm talking about. He's been faithful to me. All my life, God has been faithful to me. And I know you got the same testimony that I have. God has been faithful to me. Through it all, he has been faithful to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I don't have to manipulate anybody. I just trust God because he's been faithful. Brought us food when we had none. Somebody gave us some money when we had none. He would have people in the right place at the right time. because we needed them to be there at that particular time. I know I'm not by myself. You got the same testimony. That's the reason we need to praise him. That's the reason we need to keep our eyes on him, because he's faithful. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is in our midst. And I'm closing now, but the word of life, listen to me. Let us do whatever we have to do to keep unity in this church so that the Holy Spirit can move freely in our service. Do you hear me? So that the Holy Spirit can move freely in our service. And let's continue to assemble ourselves together in the name of the Lord. So much the more because we know the day is drawing closer. Close. Every week is closer. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. When we're obedient, the Spirit of God's going to move. And let me tell you, and as I close, when Jesus says, there I am in your midst, you do know that that's the saving Jesus. You do know that's the healing Jesus. You do know that's the Holy Ghost baptizing Jesus. You do know that's the Jesus that brings peace. And I could go on and on. That same Jesus is in our midst when we come together in his name. Somebody give him a shout, will you? Oh, come on. I believe y'all can give him a better shout than that. Hallelujah.